We are not being complacent, but there is evidence that a number of activities in the area of surveillance, case management, laboratory testing, coordination and advocacy, as well as social mobilization, are ongoing across the country, and these are beginning to bear fruit. The country has experienced an unfortunate situation of an outbreak of meningitis in certain districts, mainly in Guahafo, and isolated cases in other districts. This is worrisome because some people have lost their lives and others have suffered. However, we are doing our best to contain the situation. We have even considered vaccination as a possible additional response action, but we do not meet the criteria by this current situation, and the experts advise that vaccination would not yield much benefit with pneumococcal meningitis. The Harmattan season this year is harsh, and hence we need to sustain the alert, continue to pay vigilance, and further enhance our preparedness and response. Intensive public awareness has started and is ongoing. We are also using varied social mobilization strategies, including the radio stations, the gong gong beating, traditional and religious leaders to mobilize the communities for positive responses. Surveillance on meningitis has been enhanced, and health workers are sensitized on the outbreak. District and regional epidemic management committees have been activated and are functional. Team of health workers go to the affected communities to trace and follow up contacts and manage them as appropriate. All regions and districts have been alerted to look for cases for prompt and appropriate management. Provision of additional funding to all 10 regions, but with emphasis on Guahafo and the three northern regions. Provision of technical assistance by WHO to train key staff in serotyping and the provision of additional diagnostic test kits. The visit by myself and the WH country representative and other technical officers to Techiman, Wenchi, Ofinsu and Boli districts during this week. My visit has assured me that despite the challenges, a number of concrete activities are taking place in the districts involving DCEs, MPs and other key stakeholders, and we are about turning the tide.